A look at the magical hours near dusk and dawn as we enter the twilight zone. It's next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
I care about the food I put into my body.
I care about trying new things.
I care about having time for what I love.
I care about protecting my dietary restrictions without compromising taste.
At Green Chef, we care too. So we offer deliciously nourishing meal kits for every lifestyle. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. All packed with organic ingredients. We care about embracing the adventure that is life. So we offer innovative chef-crafted recipes that will enliven your cooking skills and let you explore flavors from around the world. We care about making time for what you love. So we do the shopping and most of the prep for you and deliver it all to your door. Dinner's ready in about 30 minutes. And we care about making it easy for you to try Green Chef meal kits. So we have something special for you. Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN55 to 543-543. That's FUN55 to 543-543. FUN55 to 543-543.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 4th, the fourth day of the year. Isaac Newton was born on this day, and Utah gained statehood in 1896. The days have been getting slightly longer since the winter solstice, but all of that gain has been due to later sunsets. This week, in fact, we experienced the darkest mornings of season, with sunrise around 7:13 Eastern Time. Since we're spending much of our time in the twilight zones, here's a refresher on twilight's three phases. When the sun is between the horizon and 6 degrees below, we have civil twilight. At 6 to 12 degrees below the horizon, sky illumination is minimal, and we have nautical twilight. The final stage is astronomical twilight, when the sun is dipped 12 to 18 degrees and sky illumination is nearly imperceptible. This is the Old Farmer's Almanac, online at almanac.com.